One bill would criminalize the first offense the first time police pull over an intoxicated driver if the person's blood alcohol level is at least 0.15. That's about twice the legal limit. The bill's sponsor is Republican Senator Alberta Darling. She says Wisconsin is the only state that does not make the first offense a crime.
We are one of the few states that has the fourth offense a felony. Most other states have it a second or a third. That tells us we are out of line in what other states think is an effective public policy.
Under Darling's plans, the first offense would be a misdemeanor, but a crime nevertheless. The third conviction would become a felony, and then police could seize the driver's vehicle. Darling insists the changes would make people think twice. One person who questions the senator's certainty is Democratic Representative Gary Hebel. He says he wants to see evidence that the changes would reduce Wisconsin's drunken driving problem.
It's important that we have empirical data, proof that these bills will have an effect, because there's so many studies going around nationwide that really show some successful programs and some that are not successful.
Another Democrat also wants to see the evidence, Representative Evan Goyke of Milwaukee.
I want to do what works. And if the 10-year mandatory minimum works, I'll vote for it. And if appearing in court works, I'll vote for it. But I'm leery to stand behind bills saying I hope it works.
Goyke says he's also concerned about additional costs the state would incur if it sends more people through the criminal justice system. Talk of money upset Sue Dome of Prairie du Sac. Her son died in a drunken driving crash.
I am really offended when folks say we can't afford these laws. Would you feel that way if it was your child lying in the funeral home, cold to your touch?
Dome also wants Wisconsin to hike its alcohol tax. The bill's authors say a multi-pronged approach is best. Committees will vote on the six pieces of legislation at a later date. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.